Foundations of Amateur Radio. Over the past 9 months or so, I've been working on a project that I've called Bold Yak. If you're unfamiliar, the Bold Yak project aims to create a modular, bidirectional, and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU radio. One of the admittedly many challenges I've set myself is getting data from a radio receiver into GNU radio across the network, preferably the internet. Today, I can report a small step in the right direction, and frankly, I can't contain my excitement. Now, I need to acknowledge that I'm geeking out here. It's hard to contain excitement when you find something that seems to speak your language. It also means that I realize that I run the very real risk that I'm going to lose you before you get to why this is a milestone. So let's put that up front before I explain why. To whet your appetite, yes, you can access a Kiwi SDR across the internet and record raw data from it, and control the process externally. This is a very big chunk of the problem I've been working on, and turns out to actually be live and ready to play with. Fair warning, this is technical. There are moving parts. I'll do my best to explain, but if I miss any, feel free to get in touch. You have my address, cq@vk6flab.com. In passing, recently I made mention of the Kiwi SDR community and tools that could potentially allow access to a remote receiver. Although at the time I pointed out that I wasn't sure if the tools I found could access remote receivers or if they were intended to access hardware locally. Kiwi SDR is one of a group of so-called web SDR tools. Essentially a website where you can access a remote receiver and tune to the radio signals it can hear. SDR, or software-defined radio, is a way to convert incoming antenna signals into the digital realm, where computers, and in this case the internet, live. Turns out that a tool called Kiwi Client takes a hostname and a port as a parameter, so much so that the inbuilt help shows this as the first example. What this means is that you can essentially run a copy of Kiwi Client on your own computer and use it to access a Kiwi SDR across the internet. The first commit was on the 8th of May 2017, and thanks to the efforts of about 14 developers, Kiwi Client is the software equivalent of a Kiwi SDR multi-tool. This is exciting all by itself, but this gets better. You can specify more than one server. This means that you can record two or more signals from across the globe and capture these simultaneously. You can set the decode mode, which I immediately used to tune to a local broadcast station, and recorded it from two different receivers across the internet, allowing me to not only compare the difference in delay between the signals, but also the reception differences. It's fascinating to hear the same station from two receivers, one in each ear. All manner of different propagation artifacts become apparent. Then I got a little more adventurous and discovered that one of the supported modes is IQ, which means that I can, and did, download raw sample data across the network, which can then be used within GNU radio. This is important because the aim for Bold Yak is to process the signal separately from the receiver. It gets better. There is a radio fax receiver that automatically saves pages as they are processed, something that you could use to access weather fax services. Then there's a tool you can link to WSJTX, which you might recall is an application that can decode weak signals. Not only that, the tool supports FLDigi, a digital radio mode application. Both those applications can control the radio using hamlib rig control, which means that Kiwi Client supports changing frequencies of the receiver across the internet. Though truth be told, I haven't yet tested that. My available computing resources are still strictly limited. Oh, the software also has the ability to record waterfalls, do scanning, and provides tools to analyze waterfalls in Jupyter notebooks. Getting this to work wasn't too hard. The instructions on the Kiwi Client GitHub repository are pretty good. I made an initial Docker file on my own GitHub repository to download and install the software. It's unimaginatively called Kiwi Client on Docker. I've yet to discover a good way to add or update Docker file functionality to existing projects. Feel free to make suggestions. Now, I absolutely understand that this level of excitement might not universally translate. And that's fine. It's yet another example of how rich and diverse our amateur radio community really is. What gets your excitement levels going? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.